From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. My guest today was last with us, I think, back in like 2015 or 16. It feels like eons ago, especially with everything that has transpired. It's Nicholas Edward Williams. Hello. It's good to see you. Thanks for doing this.
Good to see you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
The new record is called Folk Songs for Old Times' Sake. You can find information at Nicholas's website, which is nicholasedwardwilliams.com. Now, let's go back in time and turn a light bulb on for some folks, because when you last visited, you visited as weatherman.
That is very correct.
Does that feel like a different era of your life at this point?
It is. In many ways, it was a shedding of a long-standing career in a lot of ways. And it's strange to think back that it feels like many more years than just 3 years ago that I stopped performing under that name. So,
you had put out like 8 records or something as weatherman, right?
Correct.
Wow. And we're driving, I remember Honda Element.
Yeah,
right? Like you were touring, like sleeping in the Honda Element.
Oh, I started in the Saturn Ion.
I was in that
for about a year and then upgraded to the Honda Element. I was in there for about 3 years by myself. And then my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, joined me for the last leg of that journey in the Element before we upgraded again to a Sprinter van that we had built out to be a camper, which was kind of like on the cusp of before the whole van life thing kind of took off. So
you're on the leading edge.
I feel like I was on the leading edge, but maybe I'm just telling myself that.
Wasn't there like a brief moment in time that you were considering actually living in Ashland?
Yes, there was, as well as Boulder, Colorado, as well as Asheville, North Carolina, and Essex, New York. All those, they were all different points. They were not at the same time. But we fell in love with Ashland. I mean, I don't know that you can really walk around in a new town and have everybody smiling at you and saying pleasant things like, oh, you have such beautiful eyes, and just random strangers. And the park was beautiful, going around and seeing kids playing in the creek. And then we were there during a concert series, and it just seemed like the place was super vibrant. And we were really, really drawn to it, and still are every time that we go there. It's just a matter of never going to be able to afford living there.
Yeah. Well, two things strike me. One, in 20 years, no one's ever told me I had beautiful eyes walking around Ashland. And two, that might be more evidence for Face for Radio. But hey, it is what it is. We have a lot to talk about because you have transitioned away from Weatherman to Nicholas Edward Williams.
Correct.
You have also kind of in a way transitioned, not necessarily away from musician, but you have added a second area of your career that I definitely want to talk about.
Yes.
Well, let's start with some music. Nicholas Edward Williams is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. His new album is called Folk Songs for Old Times' Sake. What do you want to start with today?
Let's start with Shake Shigaree. This is an Elizabeth Cotton tune that she wrote with her great-grandchildren in the 1970s. It was towards the tail end of her career, and she essentially told all of her great-grandchildren to, they had this central chorus, and they all were supposed to go up home and sing it in their heads and then come back with a verse the next day. The actual song has, I think, 10 verses.
Oh, wow.
Maybe 9 verses, but I shortened it a bit to be more commercially viable.
Fantastic. This is Nicholas Edward Williams on JPR Live Sessions.
Done and fun. my bed, I ain't got nowhere to lay my head. Oh, Lord, me, did I shake that sugary? Hey, now everything I got is done and gone. Tobacco, pawn my pipe, and pawn everything that was in my sight. Oh, Lord, and me, didn't I shake that sugary? And now everything I got is done and pawned. Pawn my farm, pawn my plow, pawn everything, even my cow. Oh, Lord, and me, did I shake that sugary? Everything I got is done and pawn. Now everything I got is done and pawn. And now everything I got is it done in pawn?
That's called Shake Sugary. Nicholas Edward Williams is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. His new record is called Folk Songs for Old Time's Sake. NicholasEdwardWilliams.com is the web address. Thank you for playing and for singing for us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So the song and the song choice is kind of indicative of a shift in your priorities and your focus away from Weatherman to the era of now making music as Nicholas Edward Williams, which is singer, songwriter, song catcher.
Correct.
Yeah. Tell me about how that transition happened and why.
It was a slow burn for a long time. I was just really, as you can tell by living in different vehicles and touring full time, I really put myself out there and I weathered myself entirely in that process. And in the kind of pursuit of happiness or the pursuit of whatever goal I was trying to get at with Weatherman, lost sight of why I played music, lost sight of who I was, and was starting to let my ego drain the energy out of my career, but also it was starting to taint the people and the relationships that I had around me. And all of that came to a head in a really bad show in Cleveland, and where everything possible that could go wrong with the show went wrong. And I ended up walking out halfway through the set. I'd never walked out on a show before. And I was up in arms with myself and with the situation and just realizing how unhappy I was. So I took a big step back. I stopped playing music. I canceled the next 6 months of tour. And my wife and I just kind of fell into an opportunity to work in Costa Rica for 6 months. Ended up staying there for 7 months. And when I was there, I really just kind of took a really patient a perspective on what I needed to do next. And so I sat with all those emotions and all those feelings and decided that if I was going to keep playing music, that I needed to do something that felt that was in a direction that felt more sustainable, because what I was doing was the opposite of that. And so in that, I'd already had an interest in learning about music history at that point. It was a seed that was planted a couple years before that, but it wasn't incredibly strong at that point, but it was enough that it kind of made me curious. So When I got back and I was doing a Weatherman farewell tour in upstate New York, and ended up meeting a mentor. She was about 72 years old, and she was playing at this farmer's market, and it was blazing hot outside, and she had this a portable breathing machine next to her while she was playing guitar. Oh, wow. And then a long tube that went up her nose. And the stuff she was playing was, it was Big Bill Brunzi, it was Skip James, it was Robert Johnson, Mississippi John Hurt, everything that I really have grown to love in the last decade. And she was an unbelievable guitar player. And so I had to talk to her and figure out what was going on. She ended up becoming my mentor. Her name is Joan Crane. She passed away in January of 2020. And she essentially planted this idea in my mind, and her whole mission was called playing it forward. Instead of paying it forward, you play it forward. It was preserving these old songs, these old styles. And she put a thumb pick in my hand, and everything seemed to start going down a different path from there. And I really started diving into understanding the different styles of fingerstyle guitar, and then also into music history. And that kind of led into, okay, I want to step away from Weatherman. I want to start performing under my own name and see what kind of future that holds for me. So I was open about the path at that point. I'd written some songs, some original songs for my first record under my own name, and also included one traditional song, Big Rock Candy Mountains, and a Woody Guthrie tune. And then on this new record, the next step was to record a traditional record. So all this record is kind of the first step or the first volume of my homage to her and what she taught me.
Oh, wow.
So it's that lineage that she wanted to instill in somebody else. And I happen to be the last person that she instilled the tail end of her life. So,
oh, wow. Huh.
Yeah.
So you're kind of Sisyphus for a while, right? As Weatherman, like pushing that rock uphill,
yep.
Driving around the country, living out of vehicles, burnout for numerous reasons, take a break, rediscover. Is that a fair selection of word? Rediscover your love for old time music.
Yes.
And then get energized again to go right back into the same thing that you had been doing before. What is different this time around that you think is going to stave off that burnout that you suffered the first time?
Well, there's less being a preservationist at this point. That's my main kind of goal, and my main way going forward is so much more selfless than putting out original music. And it's not like I'm not saying I'm not going to keep writing songs. It is just that the mission is so much greater than putting out another great song. You know, there's so many amazing stories of artists, and there's so many amazing songs that still need to be talked about and need to be shared with the coming generations. And that became apparent to me how little that was being done around the country. And even though a lot of people play old styles of music, there's not a lot of recognition of where it comes from. And in each show, it becomes more of a history lesson. And a lot of the dialogue in between songs is music history, stuff that you would hear in the podcast. And the point of it all is to be grateful for the journey also. And that's what I lost sight of. The main thing that I lost sight of was how to be grateful for what I was given, for the reason I played music in the first place. And so each show, I take it with a grain of salt. If there's two people there, give them all I have. If there's 110 people there, I give it all I have.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the difference, is that it's because I know that this is not about me necessarily, and I'm more of just a medium at this point, that it doesn't feel like I can self-sabotage anymore. Although I'm sure there's ways to do it. But I'm more conscious of having gone through it, and having not just gone through it, but gone through it in a pretty deep way, that I don't want to fall in those footsteps again. So I'm pretty cautious at this point about letting my mind unravel in that direction again.
Right on. Well, you referenced the podcast. It's called American Songcatcher. We'll dig in a little deeper to that in a minute. I'd love to hear another tune. Nicholas Edward Williams is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. His new record is called Folk Songs for Old Time's Sake. NicholasEdwardWilliams.com is the website. What do you want to play next?
Let's do Peggy O. Mm. This is a 1700s song from Aberdeenshire, Scotland. The original name was called Bonnie Lass O'Fivey. And the story is about a young girl who falls in love with an enemy soldier, and her mother is appalled and won't let them marry. And the man is just ticked off to the point where he threatens, when he gets back from war, that he's going to burn the whole town down. And luckily he dies. And,
charming. Yeah,
luckily he dies in war. And it migrated through just in a similar way to a lot of songs that came through Ireland and through Scotland and then made its way to America in the late 1700s, then was filtered through the Appalachian Mountains and came out in Bob Dylan's first record in 1961, I think, and then was also followed by several other folk artists, and it's been done by many other folks, but they call it Peggy O these days.
Fantastic.
By her name, pretty Peggy O. Will you marry me, pretty Peggy O? Will you marry me, pretty Peggy O? Will you marry me? I set your cities free. Free olden ladies in the area. Stepping down those stairs, pretty Peggy O. Come stepping down those stairs, coming back your yellow hair. And at the last farewell to you, William O. Sweet William, he is dead, pretty Peggy O. Sweet William, he is dead. Pretty Peggy O. Sweet William, he is dead, and he died for a maid. Now he's buried in that old country O.
That's called Peggy O. Nicholas Edward Williams is playing for us today, talking about his new record and podcast. The record's called Folk Songs for Old Time's Sake. His podcast is called American Songcatcher, which I want to dig into. Thanks for playing again for us.
My pleasure.
As you have kind of transitioned into this song archivist and explorer of old time stuff, is there a bottom to that well? Or do you just keep scraping and finding more?
It's an amazing thing to get into a line of work like this where you really can't even scratch the surface with, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years worth of podcasts.
Because, like, you know, a lot of people have recorded Peggy O, a lot of people have recorded Freight Train, but you're going much further than that.
Yeah, I think that because if you start listening to the stories of these artists and what they went through to get these songs out, it gives so much more depth and understanding to not only the songs, but to the genre at large, to the region at large, to the person who wrote the song. And I think that is so intriguing to me. I want it to have more depth, just like those artist stories do. And so that feels, I don't know, when I first started listening, you know, if you listen to a story of an artist who struggled in, say, 1962, and then you listen to a record that they recorded in 1963, you listen with a whole different perspective of what that artist had gone through to get those songs out. Mm. And I think for me, that's the whole part of it that really intrigues me, is turning people on to the story. It started, the whole podcast thing started because I was doing, when the pandemic hit, I was doing morning coffee sessions, which was just live stream every morning of the week. And I would just play with a cup of coffee for an hour and take requests. And a friend of mine who had a 9-to-5 job kept saying, you know, I really want to listen to your podcast or to your morning coffee sessions, but I have a job and I can't really get on Facebook there. You should think about doing a podcast. And I mulled that over for a while and thought about doing morning coffee sessions. And then I thought, there's just so much more red tape to jump through, because if I'm playing other people's songs without any kind of educational background to it, it doesn't become fair use. It becomes, you know, copyright infringement. And I didn't want that to become something that I dealt with on top of a pandemic. So I started digging into how to provide education and how to, yeah, make the podcast a bigger mission. That was something, a part of something that Joan instilled in me, my mentor, but also something that could be, that could bridge a gap for people that maybe didn't or don't have a huge interest in old music. And I think most people that I know, at least, like documentaries and like listening to, you know, Ken Burns documentaries. And I think that sort of gave me the structure that I wanted to create for the podcast, sort of an audio documentary experience with a lot of sort of soundscapes and giving an environment of, you know, old sound bites and stuff like that, and then really kind of making a conversational approach to the dialogue, and, you know, it's prepared. That's how I started, and then since then it's just kind of really taken off into a direction that I never thought would be the case, honestly, when I started it.
It seems from the surface that these things are going to be quite complementary to one another. The Nicholas Edward Williams touring performer and the host of this podcast that generates interest in maybe coming to see you perform live, same, people coming to see you live and hearing you tell these stories might become interested in subscribing to the podcast.
Yes.
Well done, sir.
Thank you. I think that is something I didn't plan for, but and I couldn't help myself the first couple of shows after I started the podcast. I really just started getting right into my podcast voice in between songs. And I had several people come up to me afterwards and request me to kind of re-verify what the podcast was called, even turn some older folks on who don't even know how to look for podcasts.
Yeah, cool.
To start listening. So. Yeah, that was an added benefit, I would say.
Right on. Well, it's been great to catch up. It's good to see your face. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me again, Eric. Yeah.
Nicholas Edward Williams is my guest. The podcast is called American Songcatcher, the new album Folk Songs for Old Time's Sake. You can find information on both projects at nicholasedwardwilliams.com. Will you play us one more tune to wrap up?
Yeah, I'd love to play a Jimmy Rogers tune. This one's also on the record. This is the first, one of the first tunes that he started writing when he was working on Mississippi River Boats, playing music. And I think it's just one of those songs that kind of perfectly encapsulates what Jimmy was about. This one is highlighted by clarinet, which is a big feature instrument on the record as well.
Cool. Called Mississippi River Blues. Nicholas Edward Williams is my guest today. He is the musician behind Folk Songs for Old Time's Sake and the host and producer behind American Songcatcher, the podcast. You can get that on all the major platforms where you find the world's coolest podcasts.
Yes, sir.
Right on. NicholasEdwardWilliams.com is the website to learn more. Nicholas, good to see you again. Thanks again.
Really good to see you too, Eric.